I have to do magic with tofu. Which is the tofu expert. Means I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm supposed to press this. Well, I could make it easier to open. That'd be nice. Nope. All right. They have little pull tabs, but the tabs do not do anything when you pull them. You whore. Why did they make tofu so hard to get into? Because no one wants it? Well, that is a liquidy mess. That can't be normal. All right. Yuck. Oh. It smells like glue. Oh, I just got some on the floor. So we're gonna dump that out. Yuck. Yuck. Alright. Delightful. Yeah, see, this doesn't peel off. Why do they make it look peely if it doesn't fucking peel off? Alright, now I gotta get a cooling rack. Should work good. Put that down. Get some paper towel. Because we have to allegedly press this. Oh, we'll see. Pop that down there. Make sure all the water's out of this. This really doesn't look like something that anyone should eat. It smells absolutely foul. Alright. Pop that down on the towel. Beautiful. Get more towel. Put it on top. And the paper towel just fell off. Awesome. Alright, we'll put that on top. And then we need a cutting board. Put on top of this. Boom. And we gotta get something heavy-ish to put on top of that. This is according to all my extensive research. Put a bowl on top of that, and then they say to get a can of something and put that in the bowl. This is what Gemini told me to do. So it must be right. We just need a can. We don't want a can of tomatoes. I got a can of like cream of mushroom soup. That should be good enough. I don't want to press too hard. To squish it. No, it's falling. Alright, well, that's suboptimal. There we go. We're gonna just leave that there, I suppose. Yeah, four. I don't have my phone. 30 minutes. Yeah, damn it. In the meantime, I have to make sure a cocoa in our bucket, so we'll do that. Going to do marinade now. Put it in this big old plastic bitch. While the tofu finishes pressing, I'm going to be soy sauce base. I wonder if I can take this out. No, I can't. So we're just going to aggressively soy sauce. More. There we go. That's a good base. Honey. Raw honey. Big ol' raw honey. Squirt some of that in there. Scientifically. And now I have honey on my hand. A little bit of Tabasco sauce. If you want this to be spicy tofu, then you can't go wrong with Tabasco. Pepper, lost my pepper grinder. All right, now some garlic and onion powder. We got garlic and onion. I was gonna do ginger paste in this, but I don't think I'm going to because I don't want it to stick to the tofu. I'm sure I was gonna keep it simple. Damn honey into the soy sauce. have the tofu contraption hopefully all done. Take off the towels. Oh yeah, that's very wet. The tofu is much more dry now. That's exciting. I'll probably get another towel to pat it dry even more. Into big slices. That's okay. Throw this all away. I need a bigger knife for this. So I think if I put it, no, I can't put it on its side, it's not stable enough. So I'm gonna go for like 1-inch cubes about. Yum. The real sound of appetizing food, though. It's like 90% straight on the cuts. Okay. I'm gonna put these pieces on the cooling rack, so I only have one on the cutting board while I cut. Just be able to cut it down the middle and then do cross cuts. Nice big tofu chunks. Pop these directly into the marinade. It's not a lot of marinade, but I think I can kind of jostle it to get it to go together good. Yeah, those are nice big chunks. I assume they'll shrink when you cook them, but I don't know. All right, last piece. Sideways. Yeah, I think these are big enough to maintain its shape. All right, so I got those down in the marinade. Not a lot of marinade, but I don't want to use an entire damn bottle of soy sauce. So I'm gonna put some more on top just to make sure it's all coated. Can't go wrong with soy sauce. Alright, get a lid for this. Pop this on. Those are aggressive. There we go. Just give it a little shake. Make sure it's all. I don't want to shake it too hard and break it. Let's take a look at it and see how it's looking. Oh yeah, that's beautiful. That is just beautiful. It's all nicely coated. It'll absorb. Alright. I'm gonna put this in the fridge. And let it sit until it's time to cook in a couple hours. While we're marinating, I'm gonna start chopping up my shit. We got some garlic cloves we need to get minced. I'm just doing 3 cloves in this. Get my knife back. Garlic. Put that there. Shallot. We need to peel the shallot. Beautiful. Cut you in half. I use my fingernail to peel the skin off. I'm layer on at all. I just want the heart of it. Alright, I got half of that one peeled. Get this guy peeled. Boom. I'm gonna julienne these. Shallots. Put that next to the garlic. Now the fun bit. Julienne baby carrots. Don't have too many carrots. Carrots to go. Put these in the carrot bowl, which has already been started. Perfect. Yep. Alright, I had to make some ginger paste. To do that, we're going to grate some ginger. It's already peeled. Well, mostly peeled. Not peeled beautifully. Just a rough peel. Well, that's suboptimal. I guess we'll rinse that for sanitary reasons. Losing fingers. Just close, we're gonna go. Get this out. It's all stuck in there. Hopefully, we don't need a lot. Just a wee bit. I might need another ginger root though. We'll see. Well, that looks like about a teaspoon. which is what we're calling for. Perfect. There's a little bit down there, but that's really all we use, just that little bit. Alright, so we've got ginger. I'm going to put the carrots away now. About a pound of carrots, and I used a few ounces. That's awesome. It has a fucking tag on it. Oh, that's adorable. Should I keep that? Probably. Probably. We'll see. Sarah told me only leaves. So, only leaves it is. Thin leaves. Try and wash this. Might have AIDS. Figure something out. It's quite unruly. You, over there, you fucking pile of goddamn leaves. I guess I can wad it up. And we just cut strips. Right? Just nice, long, back to our strips. That seems like it'll work. Got a bowl. Put a buck toy. Oh, that's a buck toy. I don't know why. We like saying it, so I'm gonna cut up lots of it. Buck toy. Even drawn to something. Tastes like. That's good. Now, I don't know if there's a use for these bok choy stems, but I kept my rubber band for the bok choy. Put that back on. I'm sure Sarah can figure out something to do with this. Did I keep my bok choy bag? That's the real question. I did. So we'll re-bag the bok choy. Bam. Now I'm going to go relax and let that soak. Well, this is where it sits. And the other two, we have baby corn and mushrooms. And those are canned shiitakes and baby corn in a can because they don't sell fresh. And that should be all the ingredients for this beautiful fugazi stir fry. We have the tofu marinated. I'm going to pull that off. And of course, we're going to sniff it. That smells actually pretty damn good. I'm going to put it in another container that has paper towel to absorb some of the extra liquid. I'm being very gentle with it. I want to keep it in form. I could probably just do this by hand. This is a lot of tofu. Some of this is kind of falling apart. I think I might air fry the tofu. Because they say it tends to stick, and I don't want to deal with that. I'll pan fry the turkey bacon and probably air fry this here. Tofu. That's the rest of the marinade. That's all done. We're gonna let that sit for a little bit. I'm gonna get the bacon going. We have pan all set. We're going to grab scissors. Just straight up cut this bacon in half. So if it's in the pan butter. Roughly half. I'm not a scientist. Just grab that. We're gonna get this going. Audio probably won't be good here, so we'll probably just have some cuts of stuff sizzling in pan, which is good enough for me. I actually forgot, this called for small pieces. So I'm gonna get the cutting board washed and use that. I'm trying to cut these into the best type of thirds I can. See if we're getting absorption. Where the hell am I? Nope, that's cornstarch. Where the fuck did I put the tofu? Oh, the tofu's right here. Okay, so I'm just going to flip this tunnel out. Get more absorption. Leave that time. See if I can get the water out. Put that water away. Nope. It is edible. Yeah, it's edible. Not ideal. What does it look? In the meantime, what I need is a fresh peppermint rogue. That will make life better. Alright, let's see what I'm feeling. Set this turkey bacon aside. And we're going to actually stir this back into the stir fry. When the stir fry is done, and we will reheat it that way. With the stir fry. Get the tofu. Which is nice and dry, actually. It's done a very good job of drying out for me. Which I love to see. Still a little bit wet, but that's okay. It is tofu after all. I think that's kind of normal. Going to be hard to fry this. That's why I'm going to air fry it, because it's really soft. So I'm going to grab the air fryer and we'll get to doing that. Air fryer. Grab this over, let it preheat. There we go. It's perfect. All the tofu is there. Douglas paper towel. Shit, so I'm gonna continue with that. Just put some sesame oil on there, just throw it on and very gently turn these by hand, hoping that they all keep their form. You just want the oil to coat it for flavor and seasoning. I think I'll do like a teaspoon. I probably used a tablespoon. More oil's better, right? I don't know. I don't know, just kinda. I should have bought extra firm, but I didn't. Air fryer just preheated. these. Teaspoons to a tablespoon, I can pretty much guesstimate that. This smells good for the sesame oil. I'm going to grab some here and we're going to sprinkle this on. Just a gentle sprinkle. And we're going to stir by hand just to coat it some. Spatula. Alright, tofu gently going to be spread out. Just doing this by hand because I really want to maintain what integrity this shit has left. I think we can get it all in here in one. Going to be tight, but if it shrinks, it should be okay. It'd probably be better to do two, but I ain't going back now. A couple of these did fall apart. I'm not going to use those ones. A little bit of air between, just a little bit. It's all squished together, but it is. They're touching, but they're mostly spread. Two more pieces we can probably find a home for. Boop and boop. Perfect. Oh, one more. Get you in there. Close the door. I wish it was 400. I'm gonna get some fresh avocado oil in there. First thing. Unopened bottle. There we are. Oh, it does. The seal on this shit kicks my ass every time. I'm sure there's a smart way to open it, but I don't know. Oh, I figured it out. I'm so fucking smart. It didn't actually open it. It did something. Or that something was not opening. Oh, my hands are all oily. Did I just fucking yank you off? Like a man? I do. Okay, and we have another seal on the inside. Alright. I'm gonna dump some of this in the pan. Tablespoon or two. Battery died, but now we're back in it. Garlic. Shallots. Do these just a little bit of time to get all delicious. Should I cook this actually 375? Carrots. Boom. Bam. Dump them bad boys in. Get them stirred. turn and try and... I'm gonna put the garlic paste in, or ginger paste. It's actually a half a teaspoon, so I'm just gonna grab a little bit of what I pasted up and sprinkle that in there. That oil mint comes. Crisping out good yet. We're working on it. How much time we got left? 1:46. Well, that's something. We'll just keep her cooking. Keep her cooking until she crisps. Put this back down. Put the bok choy in. This shit's gonna have to cook for a while. Not golden brown, it's still really hot. Oh boy. Alright. I have to say, I don't like it. People eat this shit intentionally? That's just straight up not good. The flavors are good, but the texture is. Not something I'm a fan of. Yuck. Pretty much putting the tofu on just dry the fuck out temperature now. Then it's... And we'll shake it until we get a carrot. Here we go. God damn it, I dropped it. Well, you know, sometimes you just gotta trust. You just gotta trust that the carrots are done. You know? Smell. First, mushrooms mixed in. I'm gonna grab our jug of oyster sauce. But you can't have Asian food without oyster sauce. I mean, whatever. Psychotic behavior, but I've dumped some of this in. It's very scientific. No cup. No, I do. Alright, then I'm gonna measure this. Put some in there. And start as the base. Compared to that, we're gonna let this cook on low and it'll be done. And we'll have tofu turkey bacon stir fry, which is all good except the tofu.